Part 3. Tying it all together. 9. Rules, tools, and fools. A fool must, now and then, be right by chance. William Cowper. The final irony of this story is that the bean oil market turned shortly after I blew out in November 1983. If I had been able to stay in the market a little longer, by May 1984 my 540 spreads would have been worth $3,200,000. In hindsight, however, I don't think it would have made any difference. Sooner or later I was going to lose all of my money, and the later it was, the more I was going to lose. If I had ridden through that valley of death and come out the other side with $3,200,000, somewhere along the line in some other trade, I would have ended up losing $6 million instead of $1,600,000. It just would have postponed the inevitable loss and made it bigger. Is it possible that I might have done some smart things like pay off the house or lock some money away? Maybe. But I still believe that eventually the disaster was going to happen. Why am I so sure it was inevitable? Because even though I had succeeded in many things in life by treating them like games and simply following the rules, that is, freshman English, the MSV test, OCS, and the Honor Graduate Award, I had also succeeded in many other things by breaking the rules. A lot of things I did worked, but shouldn't have. For instance, nobody calls a frat house during rush, asks for a pledge pin, and gets it. Nobody gets elected to the Board of Governors of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange because he wears $600 suits, $50 ties, and bally shoes. Once I realized I was breaking the rules but still succeeding, I thought rules were for everybody else and that I could break them and still succeed. What this means is that sometimes I was breaking the rules whether I knew it or not, and that one time I was going to be wrong, and we will all be wrong sometimes, but not accept or believe it. That approach ensured that when the loss occurred, it would wipe me out. If you occasionally break the rules and still have an unbroken string of successes, you are likely to compound the problem because you assume that you are better than other people and above the rules. Your ego inflates and you refuse to recognize the reality of a loss when it comes. You assume that you will be right. You assume that even if the market is against you, it will come back. Well, if I had an ego problem at $1 million, what kind of problem would I have had if I had ridden through the valley of death and cheated death? If I had survived the loss and the market had gone on to make money for me, my ego problem would have been much worse.